Alfred's like, you know.
He's fucking face. East takes skin, doesn't he? He gets enough shit.
Go as blimp captain.
Wizard Sleeve.
Welcome to Wizard Sleeve.
In the house.
Steve's house.
Yeah. My house.
Whose house?
Fuck.
Welcome to episode 16 of the Wizard Sleeve podcast. I'm Lewis. To my 12 o'clock is JC, really.
Hello.
To my right is the Steve. And between them is Daz.
You did well there. You started off well and got steadily worse.
Oh, thanks. The drugs were enough, mate. I'm feeling like myself again. So, we're all back together. It's been a long time. A lot's changed. A lot's happened. We've all grown.
Maybe not. Spiritually.
Maybe not one off.
Physically.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So,
I don't know. I think somebody else should take it because he's just.
Cody.
To be fair, it is. Prescription painkillers that he's on. He's just
Space Cadet.
I can't believe I've been driving twice and he's taking them as well. First I broke Steve's internet, so I had to go to Tesco and get a new wire. Then I forgot part of the recording equipment for this heavenly podcast that you all listen to. And now we're back again.
Yeah.
The drugs are, I think they've steadied off now.
Oh, really?
I don't know, I keep going in the babes.
One eyes.
Minute I'm like, I'm alright. And then the next minute I'm like, oh, you guys are great.
So anyway.
We've got a lot to talk about this evening. So yep. This may end up being a two-parter.
Yeah, a lot of shit happened in the last couple of weeks with that E3 thing that I know nothing about.
And, electronic
the E3.
Entertainment and Expo.
Is that what it is?
Three yeah. E's.
Oh, E3. Right. And Comic-Con, which I know little about, so but a lot of trailers were like released during that. So
do you want to talk about something you know?
Hey,
do you want to talk about something you know about?
We don't need to go that dark this quick.
No, I've got, even if
it is the film,
but you know, I've got an opinion on things that I know nothing about. So
it's not really. Opinionated fuck. So what should we start with? What happened first? E3 was first.
Right. I don't know. Are we bodging out here? Should it not be the old shit or hit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, keep talking on yourselves.
Anyway, we'll do a summary of what's going to happen.
Alright.
We're going to talk about E3 and then we're going to talk about some trailers that we saw that got released in and around Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And then...
But we'll do
hit. I was going to say we'll do it or shit. We'll just stick with what we got because we were talking Suicide Squad, Deadpool.
Yeah, which is all tied to Comic Con.
Superman, yeah. And yeah. The good thing is we like the look of them. Steve thinks they look a bit gash, so we're kind of we don't need a shit thing because I think we'll just go from there. You know,
hit a shit.
Yeah,
hit it, boys. He says, hit it, boys.
Teases and trailers, Michael Bay's failures, we never asked for this, hit or shit.
We need to film this because that dance you did then to that song was good. I need to learn that dance.
It's called
the Wizard Sleeve. The Wizard Sleeve Shuffle.
I was doing the robot sort of thing. I was doing the C3 thing.
I thought you were.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
Oh, anyway,
I'm screwing that microphone again. Jesus.
Take your hand, put your hands on the table, then it'll stop you fiddling.
Right, Mum.
Anyway,
not on drugs, on fucking. Oh, Cody, Jesus Christ.
It's time yet, look.
Let's do Suicide Squad first.
Oh yeah, hit our shit. Yeah. Grab it then.
I like the look of it. I think it looks quite good.
I don't like that fucking Bee Gees song though.
Which one?
I hate that anyway. That I'm sure it's a Bee Gees song that I told a joke.
I started a joke.
Yeah. It's Bee Gees, isn't it?
I don't know.
Originally it was,
yeah. Yeah, I hate that song.
Why?
I don't know, there's just something about it. It doesn't resonate with me well. The notes, the chords, the. I don't
Faith
know.
Faith No More covered that.
Oh, I guess it's good then.
Was it playing when that priest was touching you up when you were a kid?
Yeah, and the joke's on me. That's the last line, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Suicide Squad.
I knew why.
What do you know about Suicide Squad?
Nothing. Steve? I know that it's like the villains from like DC or something, and they've been put together to save the world.
It's Ocean's
in
11,
a nutshell.
Is that pretty much it?
I've got a few of the comics, but Dad's playing those more than I do.
Well, not really. I mean, the Suicide Squad was just set up as. A squad to do wet work that was completely deniable, because then if they got found out they'd just get blamed because they're villains instead of heroes.
Right.
So heroes doing some shady shit, people are villains killing folk, one thing or another. It's like,
yeah, the government
what do you expect
deny
the villains
link to it,
them?
Yeah.
And over the years, obviously it's called the Suicide Squad because the roster in it changes on a really regular basis. People just die.
Right.
The trail sort of tells you all that, though, doesn't it?
I did read up on it.
Oh, they've got bombs.
Explosives,
in the,
yeah,
yeah, bombs in the neck as well, yeah, to stop them.
Oh, right. Going
not.
I did read up on it, and I did like the idea. I'd never heard of them before, but I did like the idea. But I don't really know anyone who's in it except for I'm aware of Harley Quinn.
It's like a villain version of the Avengers, if you will. Where the government have put his team together.
I think that might be one of the reasons why I don't like it.
Yeah.
Right. It's one of those things. It's it works kind of well in the comic, because a lot of the times every member in the Suicide Squad, they all hate each other as well. Which kind of works as it is, because...
Yeah, there's plenty of scope for drama.
I mean, it's one of those things. I was watching the trailer and I'm trying to identify who's who. And I've been on IMDb and nowhere's got a full lineup of who's. I could identify certain characters.
Yeah.
Like, I know Captain Boomerang's in there, Australian. The Enchantress, obviously Harley, Deadshot,
Killer Croc,
and then I think one's called El Diablo. Don't know who he is.
With Skullface.
Yeah, I know, I've got some El Diablo.
And then there's another one in there that. Didn't. I've got to catch up with it because I've not, like I say, changed.
Oh, two of them are Killer Croc? Two of them are like Killer Croc. Aliases.
I know.
Not aliases, he's homeboys.
I know, and according to IMDb on the line, one of them was also Floyd Lawson, which I don't know if that's Deadshot.
Oh.
It's bizarre the way that.
Well, that just sounds like a cock-up, then, to me.
You just can't find... There's not a full lineup of who's actually Suicide Squad that I've been able to find.
The Deadshot mask.
Yeah.
It looks fucking awesome.
It's one of those things. When I heard it with Will Smith, again, dead.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Jesus.
He kind of gels into it,
yeah. It does. It's nice to see Will Smith doing something a bit, hopefully, dark.
And not being a lead, either. I don't think he'll be the sort of lead in the movie, by the looks of things.
No.
It seems like... Cause
although Deadshot does like to take over if he's in.
Yeah, true,
but
with a group
from.
Of villains, yeah. The egos are so massive that everyone's going to be
Harley.
Sort of, yeah.
Well, from the trailer, it shows him with his, I think it's his daughter, which makes me think he'll have the emotional edge in the movie. He'll be the protagonist, I think.
Yeah.
Looks like there's going to be drama with him. Obviously, I think the Joker's going to be the villain, because he's not part of the Suicide Squad, is he?
No.
So, yeah, you know, you're probably right, Deadshot, Will Smith probably will be. Maybe not, like, you won't probably as much, you probably have equal screen time as everyone else, but I think he will
the story arc will involve him.
Yeah, I think so. Because Harley Quinn hasn't really got much of a backstory.
No.
Killer Croc is a crocodile.
Dr. Harley Quinzel.
It's great how she came from the cartoon and then it's just she's canon now.
Do you know the on the, well, I don't know, this is a bit of spoiler alert, but you know the Harley Quinn downloadable content on Arkham 9?
Yeah.
Apparently you can finish it in less than 10 minutes.
Right.
Because it's just that short. There's been quite a few people complaining about it. They're expecting more. Because everyone wants to play as Harley Quinn as a, with a big hammer. Yeah, but most places just giving it away free with the game. It's just like an extra bit. But the thing is, why? Yeah,
with it.
This is it. But why? Because pretty much wherever you get it from, you get that and something else as downloadable content. But if it's only 10 minutes long, why not just put it in the game instead of acting as though it's a.
It's probably just a way of selling it, I guess. Maybe.
Definitely going to have to get the. Completely off topic here, but anyway. The. Back to Batman. The physical disc for it, because one of my gaming friends, he got the download for 46 gig.
Yeah, I bought the disc.
46 gig low download. He went to spare his wife because she turned his Xbox off at the wall when he was downloading.
Gutted.
Yeah. Anyway.
Who fucking downloads games?
Got it free.
Oh, right, okay, that's different.
I'll explain after this because I don't think they put up. Yeah, he'd ordered it off Amazon, the special edition with the statue and everything. They could not deliver on the date.
Yeah.
So they got in touch with him and said, look, it's not going to be out, it's not going to turn up till like July the 18th, 19th. As an apology, we're just going to give you the code to download the game for free.
He's just still going to get the disc?
No, he just cancelled his order. Cancelled his order and. So he's just ended up with a game, all the download stuff for free. What a belly.
Fair enough.
You know who I am. You know who I'm talking to if you're listening. You're not my name.
Who is it? Just say his name.
Calvin. The guy we're talking to who mentioned the bell.
Cal.
There you go.
What's his
shout
name?
Out to you, Cal.
Cal Bibby.
Bibby.
Alright. Not the one that I know.
No.
Such a common name.
This has gone really weird now.
Yeah.
I don't even know. What's your Carl's last name?
That's not fucking Bibby.
Well, that's fucking useless, isn't it?
Is that a real surname? Bibby?
Yeah.
Is it like a Scottish baby?
Bibby. Bibby. Bibby.
Bibby.
Bibby.
Yeah. Bibby's head.
Anyway.
That's a wicked.
Like a fucking Bibby's arm.
Like Cal Bibby's arm. I hope you're listening, Cal. You and your arm.
Anyway, back to what were we? Where were we? Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. Yeah.
We're talking about it. Anyway,
is Batman in it?
Yeah, he's in the trailer.
Because you see him on a car.
He's on the back of Harley's car.
Well,
who's playing him?
The Batmobile's in
what?
It.
What? I'm assuming Affleck.
Yeah. The Batmobile's right. In it as well.
Oh yeah, because they're going to link them all up, aren't they? I guess.
I think they're trying to, obviously, because they're running towards a Justice League movie. Mm. So that is, they're going to try and, like you said, link everything together like they've done with the Avengers and stuff.
They're worried about it. I think everyone has been with the whole DC thing, and then Suicide Squad trailer looks smashing, and obviously we'll see when we talk about it, Batman, which has really changed my mind.
Yeah.
Am I speaking coherently?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Suicide Squad.
Eat your orange.
It's our shit, though.
It's... I'm talking about the Joker.
I want to talk about the Joker, right?
Hey.
Hang on, before you start.
Right.
I'll just say, I think it's quite an interesting choice, and I'm going to see how it plays out in the film, because I've said things about, like, Heath Ledger turned out to be a real good joke in the context of the film and everything. He worked for them, obviously, he won't work for Adam West. You know, he would. Jack Nicholson, although he's nothing like the Joker, he works with Keaton well on the thing. Anyway, so I'm going to wait for the film and see what he's like
I've
in
got
the film
nothing,
and the world.
I've got nothing against Jared Leto at all. I think he's a good actor. I thought he was really good in American Psycho, and I think from what I've seen of him, from like the two lines that he says in the film, seems alright. I believe it's the Joker. I'm not comparing him to Heath Ledger.
No.
You know. Because he is so different, they've gone down a completely different style.
Did people compare Jack Nicholson to Cesar Romero?
Yeah, I think they probably did.
Yeah, they did.
Probably, yeah, because he was the first person to play.
be less. It'd have been just people sat in the living room though, because there were less internet.
There was no microphone then.
No.
Just podcast shit. Like a vinyl.
Someone sent a letter to Ron Robinson.
No, but I was. I was thinking about his tattoos, and I know what you said, but I'm just trying to picture the Joker going into a tattoo parlor and sitting down, and them going, "Right, mate, what do you want?" And he goes, "Can I have 27 has written on my shoulder?" And then just
you're having a laugh, mate. Fuck hell.
And the tattoo artist goes, "Really? Are you not like pushing that button a bit too hard? You know, we already know who you are." But then just sitting down in the chair for like 8 hours, what did he talk about with the guy?
Well, I reckon he probably just did it in his house. He probably either knows a tattooist or got somebody that he knows to just do it while he's in.
Oh, fucking hell, why do you have to be so serious about it? Why so serious, Lewis?
Sorry, that's.
I know, to be fair, Daz went, well, it's the Joker, and he probably just threatened someone.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
He probably sat there for 8, 12, 16 hours, however long it took, with either a knife or a gun to the guy's head. Just going.
That'd be a cool image to see him with his gun to someone's
but
head.
But even then, the guy was going, it's going to be shit, this.
Or maybe Harley was like, she had a gun to his head as he's doing it. Mr. J! I hope she says that. In there.
She won't.
Do you reckon?
No.
She looks dead young. Although I guess he looks pretty young. I guess. Gerald, I mean, how old's Gerald? Like, he must be in his 40s, but
he looks young.
He's like Elijah Wood, though, and he doesn't age.
No. I think they've done the tattoos and the
I think
extremely
I
different
think,
look
think,
just
I,
to try and move away
got,
from
yeah,
everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, but I think I don't know. I just
the
think having a laugh tattooed on your body.
Yeah, it is.
It's a bit heavy handed, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
It's like you said, it would have been better if he'd have like prison tattoos.
Yeah,
you know, if he'd have been.
I think that's the idea of it, but they've just done it
in one of the comics. Not when they kind of rebooted, but didn't he have? I don't know, like a winged dragon. Across his entirety
it's
of his
the
back.
Jim Lee
you know the ones I mean don't
it's
you? Is it the
Frank
All-Star?
Miller Jim Lee All-Star ones
yeah. Where he just has like a winged serpent tattooed across
you know like the sort
his...
of Yakuza dragon
right,
thing
yeah.
going on
yeah
he?
You see that's a bit more nice, that's got yeah. a bit more because you think when did he get that how did he get it who was he with you know but just ha 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 it's like the first thing you thought of when you thought of having a tattoo
on the other side of things you're saying about where did he come from and everything. That's always been one of the things with the Joker he's I mean yeah Joel Chill and all that crap but I still like to think of the Joker as an unknown entity. He's the one thing that Batman has never been able to figure out sort of thing who he is where he's come from and
but that's the thing if he's got like a Yakuza style tattoo it makes you think that maybe somewhere in his past he was mixing with the Yakuza. Mm. You know, instantly it gives him a depth.
Yeah, that's why I thought if his tattoos were just random stuff.
But I mean, ha ha ha! It's just
it's
so superfluous.
What you
do you know what I mean? It's like there's no depth to it at all.
It's a comic book.
Fucked up.
Is that why you don't like the look of this movie?
It just—I don't know. It just looks all a bit kind of like they've done the best to kind of do something that's like wacky and kind of disturbing at the same time and. Just the way it looks shot. I quite like the way it looks shot. It seems very dark and everything, but again, it just looks like it might have been made in the mid-90s.
I think it looks like it's going to be like a cool kind of action movie, though. Like, we don't.
Well, David Ayer, I actually quite like his movies. Trinity Day is awesome.
What we were saying about End of Watch.
End of Watch is badass, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes comic book movies leave out a lot of action. I think Winter Soldier was a good action movie.
Yeah,
had a lot of good action set pieces in it. But like the first Captain America, there was hardly any action in it.
No,
it just kind of left it out. And sometimes the Avengers movies do it as well. The action's a bit. Well, it's fun. Like the opening sequence of Avengers 2 is quite fun, but it's not. It's not like a sort of like Winter Soldier was all shot on a street gun battle action movie.
Yeah,
style.
Yeah.
A lot of that goes on.
Avengers 2 was very comic-y, and there's because there's so many on screen, you can focus on one at a time.
And the Christopher Nolan Batman movies also had that kind of grounded kind of action sequences, didn't they?
Realistic, yeah.
Car chases, that kind of thing. That's why.
I mean, the Avengers was like a cartoon, really. It was shot the same way a cartoon is.
Yeah. They weren't like that Suicide Squad trailer, you know, that guy with that Batman mask.
Yeah.
He's walking across that thing, he's just shooting people.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be, I think it's going to be dark.
Oh, yeah, very
I'm
hoping
it is.
Dark.
Yeah. I hope it is dark as hell. Because I think it'll benefit for it. It'll get panned by people because it's not Marvel with the, you know, it's one of those things. Because I think we've touched on this in the past, the fact that the way I see it is people for some reason hate a lot of DC films, and I don't think there's much reason, because there's been a hell of a lot of shit at Marvel. I mean, again, Daredevil, Elektra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's one of those things, but DC make brilliant TV shows. Well, a lot of people would say. I mean, I've heard very good things about Arrow and The Flash.
Flash is brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant!
But the Daredevil TV show was very good. The Marvel Cinematic Universe, for me, is trying to cater for children and adults, so it's very family orientated.
Yeah.
It caters for adult fanboys. It never gets too dark, really.
No.
You know, whereas the DC Universe is, I think, catering more towards an adult audience.
Well, look at Harley.
Right, yeah.
I don't think you should have a rule. I don't think you should say, like, DC makes good movies.
No, I'm not saying that, but that's just
so great.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I think DC or Warner Brothers, whoever making these movies, are trying to go down a different path to Marvel. Tone,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have a bit of a downer on that tone, because I know a lot of people had a problem with the Christopher Nolan Batman because of the way they went.
Batman.
I read one review about one guy was saying that I think it was like about Man of Steel, how it went like more realistic, you know, because like he sort of copied Christopher Nolan. And he said how people are sick of that now. I don't think they are, because like,
Man of Steel ended doing a 45-minute CGI.
It was a poor film, Man of Steel.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's boring.
It didn't sort of.
It was more just about all the films since.
Tonally, it tried to be like Christopher Nolan's Batman, but I don't think it works for Superman.
What a segue. Do the Batman versus Superman film, because we're talking about
Superman.
We
need to hit our shit. It's hitting it.
Whatever. For Suicide Squad. But anyway, segue into Batman versus Superman, because obviously talking about the Superman film, one of the things I really liked in the trailer were the fact that you've got Affleck in Gotham. Is it in Gotham?
Yeah.
Is the final battle in Gotham in? Well, wherever
it's Metropolis,
there's the bit where the buildings get taken.
Wayne Enterprises, isn't it? But he's in Metropolis. He's watching that building fall.
Yeah. When he's holding that girl,
if you
look on the floor, there's a Wayne Enterprises logo.
Yeah. And it's Superman's. And I've got to be honest, I really like that bit.
That fucking when they're both flying through the building, and Ben Affleck runs into that. Very 9/11.
But no, anyway, discussing the Batman versus Superman. Or Superman versus Batman. Way around, is it?
It is Superman versus Batman.
Is it?
What's the under title?
Dawn of Justice, yeah. Looking forward to it.
I am. It was nice to see Affleck in the trailer. Because before, in the other teasers and stuff, he was just in costume. And just to see
it looks terrific.
As Bruce Wayne.
I'm comfortable with my sexuality, Steve. No reason to be like that.
What's his face? He's Alpha as well. I think he's a really good casting. Jeremy Irons.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good bit of casting.
But no, I mean, I was quite excited by the first one. I know a lot of people do a bit. But I quite like the look of it, and this one makes it, for me, look better.
Yeah, it makes me.
I know it's changed certain people's minds.
I'm not massively excited about it, because I didn't enjoy Man of Steel.
I'm taking it as just I take a lot of things on what they are.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Without a doubt, I'll go see it at the cinema.
Yeah.
You know.
The teaser, I thought,
exciting.
Looked boring.
Yeah.
And then the trailer, it was weird. It sounded like when you watch the teaser, you're like, oh, what does that mean? And the trailer sort of answered that.
Yeah.
cool.
And a lot of people are still, you know, disagreeing with having Ben Affleck as Batman. I think it's great.
Like, I've always said that Ben Affleck would make
a
good day.
I can't wait.
I don't get the statement.
I don't understand it either.
He's just done a lot of shit.
I absolutely adore that bit where he's Superman is pulling the Batmobile to bits.
And then Affleck, you know, just.
Yeah, it's like.
I like the bit where he's got like trench coat on and goggles.
Yeah.
Oh,
it looks pretty good. Yeah, he's fighting
Superman's soldiers. Yeah. But what I don't. It's a bit odd because there's certain bits in it because it's making Superman look like a proper prick. I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's sometimes comes about. Because, I mean, there is a massive story arc, I'm talking 10, 12 years ago, something like this, where Superman tries to take over the world because he thinks he can do a better job than everyone else if he just runs it. So no, whether they're pulling on that or whether I've missed something, but it's when his mum tells him, "Oh, you don't owe this planet anything. It don't owe you anything." You know what I mean? It doesn't.
It just goes right.
Yeah, but that's what it seems like.
Well, straight
she,
up the Tower
says,
of Pisa.
You don't have to do anything for us. We don't have to do anything for you. So he's just flicking peanuts.
Yeah.
Right, where's Christopher Reeve get his power from in that? How does he start throwing fucking tires at pissed Superman?
What do you mean?
Which one is it? Superman 2?
Superman 3.
3.
Superman 3.
I think it's a metaphor. It's like in
when
a
they're fighting in the scrapyard.
Yeah.
And Christopher Reeves is just supposed to be Christopher Reeves.
Clark Kent. I think it's just a metaphor.
And then he starts throwing tires.
Yes, Clark Kent defeating.
Yeah.
This fucking
the psyche.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a physical battle.
Yeah, I was just. I don't know. I've not watched it since I've been about 10. So
anyway,
it's kind of washed over me that symbolism. I didn't do symbolism when I was 10.
It's a great scene. That it's fucking dark when he goes in that crusher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rest of the films are awful.
Yeah. I don't know the end's fun.
Well, Richard Pryor clearly admitted he could not remember filming. Yeah. I'm just saying that Richard Pryor he could not remember
and
being.
He actually skied off the top of that building as well.
Like Nick Nolte in The Hulk. He can't remember anything like that. Anyway, we're going proper off topic here.
Superman, that one. I want to talk about that trailer more. Like, the suit, you know, when Batman.
What, Bobbins?
Alfred's like, and then it cuts to that suit.
Bruce.
I didn't realise. Do you know that suit where he spread the jokes on you?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that's Robin's suit. It's Jason Todd's. So this is set. Obviously, like, I don't know if a lot of people know it's
set when we were
years into
I'm assuming it's Todd's because of what's sprayed on it. Because obviously.
Well, it's got bullet holes in it.
Well, in the comic, the Joker beats him to death with a crowbar, doesn't it?
Certainly does.
Spoiler alert!
If you've not read the 1997, I don't know when it was.
Earlier than that, it's still.
Is it?
Yeah. Still tickles me. For our listeners, we're talking about the Jason Todd storyline in Batman. You don't
death
know.
In the family.
Yeah, he became Robin, and the fans absolutely hated him because Jason Todd's a prick.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, even as a child, he's a prick. So basically, DC gave the public the opportunity to vote on whether what happened to him, and they voted for him to die. So in one of the comics, the Joker basically stabs his head in with a crowbar.
Great.
Yeah.
So the fans of Batman set the Joker on Robin.
Yeah.
Get him.
Bastards, you know, bastards.
Yeah. And then Batman can't, if I remember correctly, Batman can't do anything to the Joker because he's got diplomatic immunity, because he's like the Israeli diplomat or something. I apologise if that's not where he was the diplomat for. Don't give me any shit. Our listeners, we do have some.
Didn't Dr. Doom have that?
Yeah, but he's what do you call it? He's the King of Latveria.
Yeah. Yes.
Latveria doesn't exist.
I know.
The King of Orangibu.
Yeah.
Batman, Superman.
I'm not.
Okay. It's awesome.
Oh,
One more thing before Steve has his say. Wonder Woman. I'll be honest, I'm really looking forward to how they're fitting Wonder Woman in this film.
And they're squeezing Aquaman as well, aren't they?
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Yeah, Aquaman, yeah.
Squeezing Aquaman.
You don't really see him though, you just see
he's on the horizon.
Yeah.
He fucking squeezes into the fucking Justice League photo, doesn't he?
The family
guy.
Who's
that dickhead?
Where
the woman's getting raped on the beach.
What?
There's a family, there's an episode of
Family Guy
where
they
call it
Eleanor.
Yeah. I've come over there. Little fish throwing starfish at him. Alright, you don't like that, do you?
That Batman just flushes him in the toilet.
They fucking hate him. Have you ever seen him in one of the big battles? I mean, Batman's doing shit because he's got a jet and he flies about and he's in. Aquaman's just running about on the floor trying to stop people getting squashed. It's like in the first Avengers film, basically what Hawkeye, Black Widow, and Captain America did for him.
They're probably going to have to set a scene somewhere near the water where he helps fight. And then towards the end, there'll be another fight where Aquaman comes out of water and helps him.
I mean, to be fair, he's got great eyesight because he can see in the.
He's got great eyesight.
Well, he has because he can see in the pitch black dark. He's got really thick skin because he can go down so many thousand feet.
Fucking he's thick skin, don't he? He gets enough shit.
And he's, because of the pressures and everything, he's supposed to be super strong, but. That's pretty much it. Unless he's underwater, he can't speak to fish. No! In the comics,
he's had in fish tanks
about 2 years where he could use his psychic powers to stimulate the ganglia or something. Basically, the bit of the body that you inherit off your fish ancestors and cause spasms and stuff. And then he just stopped being able to do that.
He ran out.
Just woke up one day.
Oh,
bastard.
Anyway, so
trying to get him Butler to bring him some Pop Tarts.
So
anyway,
Steve.
I think, well, you know, it looks, everything's in there for everyone that wants to see Batman on the screen again and Superman on the screen again. It's like, other than that, it looks like a decent enough kind of action film, but I don't know, we all know how it's gonna end, the film.
Do you?
It's going to end with them two teaming up, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I think
what else is
going to
happen?
My theory is the first act will be
Superman.
But
then
what's his name? Lex Luthor will do some shit. He'll convince Superman to work for him.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So then the middle of it,
Lex Luthor's going to double cross Superman at some point to make him look like a bear.
Is that who that young lad is?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think like the middle part will be Batman vs Superman, and then the end part is when Superman goes, "Oh, Lex Luthor's naughty." And then Batman's like, told you.
I'll go punch him at first then.
Yeah, but that does actually kind of run for me, because the old thing, Batman is just completely pissed off at Superman because of Wayne Tower going down.
I can't
down.
Wait for the dialogue, because I love it when Batman speaks to Superman. I think it's one of the animated cartoons where there's like a beam coming from the sun, like a nuclear beam. And it's going to hit the earth, and Superman goes, "Well, why don't I just move the earth out of the way for a minute?" And Batman goes, "I don't have enough time to explain it." Just like, you know, like just digs at him all the time.
Well, that's the thing with Superman. I mean, it's me, Steve Jackson, he's kind of a boring character because he's got the invulnerability, the super strength, the speed body. So basically, he's got all these powers, but he is just. These powers. I mean, I know it kind of tries to show in the comic that sometimes it can be, you know, outside the box.
Which is the one where he lands, you know, it's like an alternate thing where Superman lands like near the FBI or whatever, and they catch him as a baby and they keep him underground. And because he's grown up without the sun, he's like really weak and feeble. Have you seen that? No.
Yeah.
I think it might be in the Flashpoint Paradox.
I thought you were talking about a Supreme. Which is set in Supreme is set more in a real world scenario sort of thing, like maybe five people with superpowers, and one of them is like
that's the Image comic.
Yeah, Superman. One of them is like Superman with invulnerability and everything, and he basically just goes, "I don't want to do that." Basically, who's going to stop me?
Yeah,
do what I want.
Because
you would.
Yeah.
Superman vs. Batman Dawn of Justice. Hit or shit? John!
Hit.
Daz!
I'm going with it. Looking forward to it.
Steven!
I'm going to say shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Dick. Hit. What's next? Is that it?
Deadpool.
Got
to talk about Deadpool. Because Deadpool is one of my favourite comic book characters.
And mine.
Because they're just so much fun to read.
It was a movie I was dead apprehensive of after having Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool in inverted commas in
Puppet 11.
Yeah.
To be fair, it was the best thing in the film. Up until
the casting of Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, on paper you think that's going to be brilliant, but it's done so badly.
Mm. It's like, why take his biggest asset away?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll close his mind.
It just makes no sense. And then when there was the massive rumours about it actually happening, and then that test footage got leaked, and that was really interesting. I thought if they go down that
it looks
path,
like
do leak.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
Well, that's in the trailer, isn't it?
Yeah. They've put most of that stuff in, haven't they? But yeah, they've pretty much gone down the path. They've obviously leaked that footage, and then they've heard
the
feedback
test the water,
from
isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they blatantly wanted everyone's wanted this to be an 18,
swearing,
a violent movie.
Yeah.
And that's what they've gone with, which is good. You know, they're obviously listening to fans, listening to the buzz that's going on. And I think it looks great.
It will be quite possibly the only place in the Marvel Universe where Colossus be called a Chrome Cotton
Goblin.
Cotton Goblin.
And it's one of them, I've watched the trailer 4 or 5 times, I think, and I've laughed at different parts in it every time, like. Just looks
it does look
crazy
like
and stupid.
It looks like a scrotum with teeth.
Yeah.
But no, it does look. I watched the trailer and I got quite excited because, like I said, I really like Deadpool. And there's just bits in it that just. And I was surprised how sweary and adult it actually was. And
that's
it's
just the trailer.
Yeah. And it's like, I hope the rest of the film like this now. It's just.
Ryan Reynolds seems really excited about it in the interviews. I really can't wait to see that.
Yeah, they've got the tone of it absolutely spot on. To the point where Deadpool is in the Marvel Universe now, where he is a kind of complete joke almost, isn't he?
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll be.
They've got that tone spot.
He won't be in Avengers over there. He's a mutant. Is he not part of the Fox?
He's part of the Fox, yeah. So he could turn up in, because there's, like I said, was at some time earlier, there's an X-Force Cable movie on the way, so they could time into that.
He's very big in the Cable universe.
Oh, no, he is. Yeah, no, they team up a lot.
They team up a lot, but they fucking hate each other at home.
It'd be great to see him in like an Avengers movie. Like.
You played the Deadpool game?
I haven't yet. No, I keep meaning to get it, but I'm a cheap ass.
Well, I've blamed him it. Once
what
he's
you
finished
call
it,
it,
get it off him.
Even pre-owned, it's still really expensive.
Yeah.
But no, I was just going to say, one of my... Because I'm not a big fan of Cable, but I do like... Have you seen the story where Deadpool's lost his thing and he's got just the bag on his head? He's fighting Cable in a junkyard. And Cable's not got any of his powers, and Deadpool's just got mental because he's just got... paper bag on his head and his pants on, and it's just a bizarre comic, but very
that's what I love what they do with Deadpool. Them Wolverine comics I was reading not so long ago, where Wolverine's died obviously, and then there's a bunch of like Sabretooth and X-23 and Mystique and that team up to try and get his remains back, Mr. Sinister, and this story's going on, and then one episode for no reason is just Deadpool has bought a load of Wolverine's old costumes and wants to be Wolverine. He like stitches them all together into this like weird amalgamation, and then goes round to like the X-Men and stuff like that saying, can he be Wolverine? It's just like bonkers. They end up sending the Punisher in to sort of tell him to shut the fuck up and stop it.
Stop it.
Yeah. I've
got a question for you. Do you think in the film he's going to break the fourth wall?
Because he's one of those things. The camera says, cue the music, doesn't he?
Yeah. What do you mean? He's the only comic book character who knows he's a comic book character.
Well, I don't know whether how much they'll play on that, but whether they'll just do it.
I think they'll do it more
unwittingly
rather than it coming out that he knows what universe he is.
Yeah, he'll just do it anyway.
He'll just turn to camera and just say something to camera, I think.
and audiences will just will just take it as it is. If they don't know about it within the comic world, they'll just see it as a joke. And
I'd like it if he did worse stuff. Like, if he stopped the movie and like sort of stepped out of it and walked across screens, stuff like that.
Well,
I mean, the thing is, have you seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? Mm. That's a lot like that.
Yeah.
Where Danny Jr. does like a voiceover, like a film noir voiceover.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
And then he's, but then he's commenting on like the editing and stuff like that, and he's like, you know, he's like, hold on a minute, on a minute.
He might explain something, let's go back a bit.
You know,
he's aware that it's a movie.
Yeah.
At some point, or having talked to the audience.
I hope they don't have him sat watching his film.
You know what they should
space balls.
You should have him. They should have him watching Green
Rewind
Lantern.
That bit. I want to see it again.
Either you should have him watching Green Lantern or what's his name? That Wolverine one. And he's just going ah, you're like missing it. Yeah, shit. That. He's that dickhead.
Yeah. Oh no, I could see him doing that now. The problem is, I could see myself being tickled.
Yeah.
I like it. You know when he's getting turned into Deadpool, he says, "Oh, you know, don't." Don't make me all green and animated.
Yeah.
There's an image, speaking of that Wolverine thing, I saw on Ollie posted it, and it was him wearing like bunny ears. And he had like a dressing robe tied around his neck, and he had like a plumber's belt. I think it was a plumber's belt or something like that. And he said, bat ears. And then one of his other voices in his head said, check. Because people don't know that he has multiple personalities. And then the other one said, like, a cape. Another voice said check, and the other voice went, well, not really. And then the final one, it went, that's it, I'm the motherfucking Batman. But over Batman, the comic cover just said Deadpool over it. Oh man, he's such a dick. I can't wait to see that.
I don't look forward to superhero films really, but I am looking forward to that. It looks like a good film, and the thing is, they're able to take it. I think they're able to take it down a different filmmaking style route by having him step out of the film, like we're saying, and you know, sort of speak to the audience, like with Goldblum and all that, because of Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, while that wasn't like self-aware in the same way that Deadpool is,
no,
it still had devices in it, like the music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. It was a different way of telling a superhero story. It was generally just like straightforward. Mm. You know, they know that they can be a bit daft with the filmmaking style.
Yeah, I mean, everything about Deadpool is a joke. Even the violence is a joke in it in the comic. His healing factor is a joke. They use that for comic effect. You know, I mean, the fact that you can't be killed, they use as jokes. You know, the Thunderbolts comics recently, where they had like Punisher and Deadpool and one bunch of guys like Elektra teamed up. Like, they just killed Deadpool just to shut him up. And then, like, obviously, he'd be fine a few pages on, but if, like, he was just talking bollocks, they'd just shoot him.
Wicked. All right, should we give it a rating?
I'll go with a hit.
Yeah, I'm massively excited about that.
Hit. Well, it's a hit from all of us. Cool.
Yeah.
Is that it for the Hitler shit? Have you seen any other trailers from Comic Con?
Evil Dead.
Yeah, that's the only other trailer that I'm excited about.
Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Yeah.
And one that I'm unsure of is the Fantastic Four.
I haven't seen that.
I think we've covered that anyway. I know there's a new trailer, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
It shows a bit more, but I think we've covered Fantastic Four. If we've not, it looks alright.
Yeah.
Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Ash vs. Evil Dead. I think it looks really good. I think it's very in keeping with this style. I love the... there's like little bits in it that really made me laugh. That were just pure evil. They're like the bit where he steps on that thing and his shotgun flies up out of the flames, catches it, and then that zombie comes in and he shoots it over his shoulder from behind.
Yeah.
And then there's the one that comes in through the
door.
He hits
one into like a wall.
He hits one into a wall and blows its head off, but it's like it obliterates the wall as well. You know, that type of stuff looks really good.
Some
it?
Of the violence,
the style of it,
pictures are loads of blood spray.
I'm guessing. That trailer, though, I'd say is mainly from the first episode. I think Sam Raimi's directing that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, sort of.
But if it's that tone, I think it's going
to
be fun.
Well, they do have to keep the tone, but.
He's got the stupid one liners in the trailer as well. So
I like the bit at the beginning where it shows him tightening that thing. It looks like he's tightening his wrist and it zooms out and he's putting a girdle on.
Goofy. Oh, it's going to be S. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it looks.
I can't believe
it looks well written. As well, it looks like the dialogue looks
funny. It looks like it's
going to
be funny.
Yeah.
Like the bit where he's in the car and that guy's got like a piece of broken bottle You say that you use your bat and he's just like.
But then later on it cuts to Ash fucking nailing that zombie in the neck with the bottle.
That's what he says.
He's
though.
He's just getting covered in blood.
Ash actually says to him, use your bottle, and the guy goes, been 67 times, and then Ash just cuts to that, and then Ash just goes, I was just sharp, and it
I'm glad it's a TV show instead of a movie. You know, like, because if it was just a movie, that'd be it. It'd be another 20 years before we ever see another one. So
you're
going to
see another one with Ash, are you?
No, but it's based on how good it is, it could run for several years.
Yeah.
You know, it could be good fun. Because we don't see enough of Bruce Campbell now, do we? Really?
No. And I think now with TV,
fucking Spider-Man.
He's actually TV shows now in America. They can do what the fuck they want. They can have as much swearing, as much violence.
He has been on TV though.
Hang on, Bruce Campbell. What do you mean? Is Zeppelin captain? Did anybody see that program?
No.
It was a few years ago.
I am not imagining this.
It's a good name.
It was Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell is Blimp Captain.
Zeppelin Captain.
Oh, yeah, Zeppelin Captain.
I saw that on Netflix. I was flicking through Netflix and I saw Zeppelin Captain. I'd be like, oh, I'll give that a miss.
Captain.
His chin is the Zeppelin.
It was a science fiction show, kind of steampunky, where basically it was like pirates and shit, but with Zeppelins.
Alright.
And I'm
going to have to look this up because I've always had a problem whether I've imagined this. The looks on your faces.
What was that one that you knew that I was talking about that I was watching a couple of months ago? And it was Bruce Campbell and Walter Koenig, Chekhov from Star Trek, as astronauts on the moon fighting a big giant
robot
with oozes. They both had oozes on the moon. And they were shooting this
big
robot.
You told me about that, yeah.
But I was watching it for 10 minutes, and then fucking Bruce Campbell gets killed, so I just turned it off. Because I'm not watching a film with Walter Koenig all the way through. Just on his own. Jesus.
Sorry, Walter.
Tell your friends.
Big fan.
Yeah, budget only covered Bruce Campbell for 2 days.
Walter Koenig just did it for fucking tea and biscuits.
Bruce Campbell has been on TV recently. He's been on some American cop show.
He's
It'd be alright if he was the main character in it.
Yeah, he's not though. He turns up in bits and bobs, and he does all like the daft B movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Doesn't he? But
he was good in Spider-Man. You know, when he's trying to get into the theatre and he stops him. That whole scene is fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
No dialogue as well. It's great.
Best bit. Spider-Man's great though. Is it Spider-Man 3 or Spider-Man 2?
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man
3. He's. Oh no! Hang on.
Which one is he? The waiter.
Oh, he's a waiter in one.
That might be the first one. I don't know. I've slept since.
No, I've never watched the third one. Right, so is he the waiter in the third one?
Oh, it's a maitre d', isn't it? It's like the guy that stands at the thing, like the host of the restaurant.
Because he's trying to propose, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he wants him to put the ring in the glass. And he keeps coming up, and then he's like, wanders off again, doesn't he?
Do you remember that?
Hilarious.
Do you remember the time in West Orton when we were in fucking Robert Shaw? And we were having a meal, and there was a load of us sat around, and we were just having lunch. I think we'd been out during the day somewhere, I can't remember where, but we went into their Weatherspoons in West Orton, and we all ordered a meal, but we only had like lunch. But JT ordered like this massive fucking fajita fucking grill up, you know, there was like two fajitas and like a load of meat and stuff like that, and we said, oh, let's tell them to put a note in his fajita that says "fat bastard special."
Nice.
So I think it might have been you who wrote on it, "fat bastard special," on this little piece of paper. You rolled it up, so it was like a little kind of looked like a bullet, you know, it was like that. And they put it in his fajita, and he nearly broke his tooth on it.
I must have been really pissed. I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
I think it was a drinking day. I remember that. Well, we must have been pissed for to do that. And he just bit into it and went, ah! And we were like, what? And he was like, fucking hell, sweating here. And he pulled it out and he unrolled it. He was like, what the fuck is this? And the thing is, because it had chewed it up, he couldn't read what it said.
Oh, God.
And he was like, fucking, I'm gonna tell these about this. And they brought me Black Bastard 2. And then we had to tell him what it was. We're like, no, don't, it's our fault. We told them to put it in. It says Fat Bastard Special.
Fat Bastard Special.
It was like you know those plates that are like the size of a fucking bin lid.
Yeah.
Just a load of shit on it.
I don't know what to call the episode. It's either Blimp Captain or Fat Bastard Special.
Fucking hell.
Right. Well, you've been discussing that. I'm just a little bit on IMDb and I may have imagined this to you. Right, so anyway, if you're listening, Bruce, and you want to get involved in another TV show, I've got a...
Let's do it on Kickstarter. Kickstarter. Blimp Captain. Starring Bruce Campbell.
Zeppelin Captain.
No, we should call it Blimp Captain. Blimp Captain. Starring Bruce Campbell. And the Kickstarter... The Kickstarter video will just be Bruce Campbell being followed around by a camera going, I know nothing about this.
Yeah, I've seen this too.
Ah, so I'm not the only one. But we
are. Is it definitely called Zeppelin Captain?
No, it's not, but
he is a Zeppelin Captain.
It was like one season because it was shit.
It's something called Captain Zepp Space Detective. It's not that, is it?
I don't think so.
Captain Zepp Space Detective.
That sounds like the
Space
weird.
Yeah.
That sounds like a
1983
Ed Wood film.
Yeah, I don't. I think
the ghoul goes west.
Anywho, where are we up to then?
So anyway, Blimp Captain, it's our shit.
Hit. Definitely a hit.
I'd have to say a hit. Was it my hit?
Captain Zeppelin, hit. Alright, well that's the end of Hit or Shit. Let's get on to the main topics of the evening.
What are they?
Eh?
What are they?
Triple E.
Oh yeah, Thief. Comic-Con.
I guess we've sort of covered Comic-Con.
Yeah,
like,
kind of, none of us went.
Yeah, we've covered the trailers. It's about all we need to talk about. Mm.
I guess it's about E3 then, this episode.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
I'm going to get a drink while you introduce
Can you get my can as well? We just had a wee and we're talking about if we went to Comic-Con.
Oh, did you not get that then?
No, you didn't tell me it was a car. We were talking about if we went to E3. Is it E3?
Yeah.
You know, none of us have a fucking clue.
Although if anyone in
you'd
the
have more of
although
a
clue, if anyone though. In the gaming industry is interested in seeing us there, then you know,
definitely.
get us on as official journals.
I think
me
and you, Steve, would have a completely unbiased opinion on everything. You know,
yeah.
From. You know, control, because people go mad about control pads, don't they?
Kids. Fucking kids.
Oh, they go ballistic.
It's not ergonomical.
I've seen it.
We'll ask the questions nobody else asks.
Yeah. I'm gonna do that.
Like, where does this go? What's this? What's that flashing?
I'm just gonna guess.
So it's like, yeah. So this is the. So this.
Who's Super Mario?
So this is the first Xbox. No, this is the Xbox One. Yeah, that's what I said, yeah. No, this is the Xbox. Well, what was the first Xbox called? Xbox. What was the second one called? Xbox 360.
Oh, you missed out 359.
Yeah. What happens to the other ones? No, this was the second one. Well, why is it called the 360? Because that's how many bits it has. What's a bit? A bit of what?
Wizard Sleeve.
It's a corner.
Yeah. This is Wizard Sleeve 1 hour visit to E3. If someone could get us press passes for next year's E3, we'd hugely appreciate it.
I'll come on my own.
Has E3 got a Twitter account?
There's no way they'd want this.
I'll be honest though, I would rather do Comic-Con. I'd rather get, if it was going to be a choice between getting invited to either one of them, it'd be Comic-Con.
Would you dress up as Comic-Con?
Would I dress up?
Yeah, I'd dress up
as
Steve.
Oh, I'd have to.
Would you go?
No idea. I don't know.
What?
I'd dress up as you.
what would you go to Comic-Con as?
I don't think I'd dress up.
Me and Lewis said that if we ever go to something, we're gonna go with Richie and Eddie off bottom.
Because I'm bald. I wonder where he came up with that idea.
Did you win it?
If,
no. Every time we put bottom on, you go. You always go.
But I think you would really suit if you put the glasses on and you had like a tight fitting brown suit like that with some Cuban heels. You'd look amazing.
Yeah.
Like a race.
That's why you think
no,
so good.
No, you'd look like you'd be the cool one. I'd have to get big Y fronts and pull them up over my chest, and I'd get some fucking Asda jeans,
dirty white shirt,
some little
braces.
Fucking little loafers or something.
Goes down, time
greasy long hair.
Yeah. I'd look alright, mess. You look like suave.
I can't believe it's been over a year since he died, Mr. Rick Mayall.
I know.
You wouldn't dress up if you went to Comic Con.
I probably would, but I don't know, off the top of my head I can't think of anything.
I'd dress up as something that's really English, like Dennis the Menace or something.
Doctor Who.
No, because Doctor Who's massive in America, isn't it?
I'd go as Captain Britain. Oh no, not Manchester Black. I'd go as Manchester Black.
Manchester Black.
Easy to do. Leather jacket, t-shirt, done.
Go as Blimp Captain.
So
yeah,
obscure,
make
yeah.
It up, yeah.
Who are you, Blimp Captain?
No, that's what we should. That's
right. Have you not seen Blimp
Captain? Exactly. That's what we should do. We should all make up characters. Go as him, and we'll win because we're the most obscure.
What
would
we win?
The most obscure.
Surely
there's a prize for most obscure characters.
I've talked about this too, Steve. I don't think there is.
Well, that's what people aim for, don't they? People.
The olive.
Yeah. People go to
spring roll.
People,
yeah. I forgot it was spring roll. That was mine.
You should have been in an Asda. Wah!
I'm a ninja called spring roll. That's racist.
Oh man.
Why?
No, it's not.
Explaining it is racist.
What? Well, ninjas are Japanese and spring rolls are Chinese, so.
That's racist.
So you're fucked for starters.
Oh god.
Oh. No, we should all go as characters from Zeppelin Captain.
Yeah. And then we'll spread this thing about Zeppelin Captain. Yeah. And everyone will be like,
we've got to get our story straight. Is it Blimp Captain or Zeppelin Captain?
I'm going to go for Blimp Captain.
No, the pilot was Zeppelin Captain, but he changed it to Blimp Captain because it was.
No, Blimp Captain, but his name is Captain Zeppelin.
Maybe his name.
Do Americans?
No, he's called Zeppelin.
Do Americans?
Yeah,
say
Zeppelin.
Americans
Lin,
say Zeppelin.
Yeah. He's Chinese.
Do Americans say Zeppelin? They do, don't they?
Hey?
So Americans wouldn't know what a blimp was, would they? They say Zeppelin.
Well, you just
say
lead blimp, and then, you know.
Yeah, no, but exactly. It's even more confusing. You go to all toy stores and be like, "Do you got them blimp captain toys?"
What do you mean Americans don't know what
blimp
means?
Of course they do.
Do they?
Yeah. It's not an obscure word. Blimp.
I don't know. Have you met Americans?
What about the Goodyear blimp?
The Duff blimp!
Yeah, the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah,
right. Duff blimp. Yeah.
Which I know they know what they are. What
the
do they call them is what I'm saying.
The Duff. They're called blimps.
Do they ride?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was Captain
it's
Zeppelin.
To see the Goodyear Zeppelin up this year, chaps.
Zeppelin.
No, but we'll come up with the thing and then eventually spread through Comic Con and see those four guys there from a show called Blimp Captain. And then at some point, someone it's going to get to the point where people start believing they've seen it because they'll be lying to people.
Not toy shops, but shit with no Blimp Captain
yeah,
toys.
But the thing is, nobody at Comic Con will want to make out that they've not heard of Blimp Captain.
No.
Oh, yeah, I like the first series, but the second series went really bad.
Well, what we could do, we could have like one of us filming it. And like obviously before we go, because filmers like saying, "Oh, this is all bollocks," and like interviewing people going, "Have you seen Blimp Captain?"
But
some guys.
What
like,
if
yeah.
Bruce Campbell was there on a panel, and then somebody shouted Blimp Captain, and he was like, "What?
Us?
Yeah."
We just want to ask you about your role in Blimp Captain, Bruce. And he'd be like, "Blimp Captain." I don't know that, and then we'll explain the whole story to him, and eventually he'll be like,
"Oh, I remember
oh, yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So Blimp Captain.
Because he doesn't want to look like he's ignorant, so he'll start agreeing with you.
All right, yeah.
Fucking mindfuck, Bruce.
Blimp Captain's mum escaped the Nazis in a blimp and gave birth to Blimp Boy, or whatever his name was. His name should be Zeppelin. Yeah. And he becomes the captain of the Earth, and he's fucking magic blimp.
What's the story, though? Is it, like, everyone lives in the sky in blimps? Cause the
yeah,
Earth's
it's
like
Waterworld. Like,
yeah,
like,
the Earth's sort of
you can't
toxic,
even say you can't
so they're
even
all living in the
it,
sky.
Yeah, so there's like cities in the sky.
So it's all—it's all the mountains. That they're the only.
This is a copyright Wizard Sleep Productions,
yeah,
by the way.
Well,
this shit's already here. It's there. It's real.
And
in itself.
Yeah, but the costumes would be awesome because we could all do like proper steampunk stuff, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Who's being
so it'd look cool.
Who's Bruce Campbell?
Eh?
Oh no, it'd have to be like.
No, Bruce Campbell's not.
No, he is.
He
just doesn't know he's in it yet.
Yeah. Well, we,
so
yeah,
one of us
no
would
one
have to decide to be.
We'll just say that he's on location. You know what I mean? We'll just.
Yeah, but we, you couldn't assume that Bruce Campbell would turn up to a Comic Con dressed as his own character.
No, you can't. But he might be publicising something. Mm. He's not technically publicising Blimp Captain, that's us.
And you can be part of it.
No. The idea is that we are dressed up as just characters
yeah
from it.
Yeah,
we're
no, that's
there
what I mean. But just because Bruce Campbell's not there,
yeah,
doesn't mean he's not in it.
Yeah, true.
It's completely fictional, so we can have it whatever we want.
What's his villain? Is it Helicopter?
Yeah.
That's the villain.
I'll shoot you down, Captain Blimp.
It's fucking David Lynch plays him.
Can you hear me, Blimp Man?
Eight ties on.
But all round his neck,
yeah,
so they fan out.
Like,
when he spins
got
around,
he's got the wires in, so they look like they're blowing.
But his ties have got razor blades in them. So when he does like a fucking whirling dervish, he chops people's heads off with his razor ties.
This is brilliant. This is gold.
I'm not going to release this episode until I've copyrighted it.
I'm gonna make myself a t-shirt tonight, a Blimp Captain t-shirt.
Blimp Captain sounds awesome. It's my new favourite TV show. Is it on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah, it will be, yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, it's not real.
Oh, God. Anyway, next week we'll do Blimp Captain. It's our shit.
These has been filmed on someone's phone. We should just film some like advert reels, JK, and I found on YouTube.
Just make like a fan trailer with loads of clips of Bruce Campbell from other films,
and then just blimps, like
yeah,
stills of blimps.
I've got to
shh, you spoiling things. You just need to be doing this.
Right, E3. That's nothing to do with E3 at all.
We started talking about Comic Con.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah.
Well,
no, it was E3 originally.
It's supposed to be E3 because we've covered Comic Con.
Really
anyway,
not.
Anyway, so that's what we're doing when we get invited to Comic Con.
Yeah.
Wizard Sleeve do Blimp Captain.
Yes.
I'd love to interview someone asking them about Blimp Captain.
Well, I saw a thing once on it was like one of these random music channels where somebody, I think he was like a comedian or something, and he was going around this like really kind of hipster festival. Might have been in America actually. And he was just saying, going up to randoms and just making up band names and
that's
saying, you know, so what do you think of Cat Flap 4?
Mm.
And they'd be like, oh yeah, man, yeah, I really dig them. You know, because everyone's terrified of saying, I've never heard of them yet, because then you're not cool anymore.
Yeah.
So whatever you said to him, they were like, oh yeah, yeah, I think I've heard of them, yeah, they're playing here, you know. And you can go, yeah, yeah, you know, you can say whatever you want, you know, because they just go along with you. Fucking dicks.
We had a Captain Blimp.
Oh yeah.
Got the Amiibo. Video game reference. So, what we talked about,
E3. Games so, that were at
E3. Yeah,
yeah, you
loads.
Start talking about E3 and we'll have opinions at some point.
Daz watched it religiously.
I just
watched the afterwards.
Did you watch it sort of as it unfolded?
Yeah, I watched it live.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. Yeah, very exciting stuff coming. First one I watched was, well, the first one that ran was the Microsoft one. The Microsoft debriefing was thoroughly exciting as an Xbox One holder. Backwards compatibility. Why they can't have done it to start off, but they don't. But does open up, they don't lie.
How does that work? Is it on?
Are you laughing?
Well, no. Yes. I've been a job. PS4.
Oh.
Fanboy.
I've still got a PS3 though. And a PS2 hooked up, so I'm fine.
No. How does that work?
Well, they just, something's downloaded to your.
Is it an emulator?
Hard drive, yeah. Pretty much.
Can you just move a bit forward? Move your chair or something? Because you're furthest away, so. I know you don't want to get close to Steve's knees.
Sneeze. Have you ever heard of Steve's Knees? Oh yeah, like the first album.
He was in Captain Blimp, wasn't he?
Like the drunken Captain Blimp, wasn't he?
Alright, Neasel. So yeah, E3, I'll talk about what I saw. They're finally releasing... Oh god, it's boring, who cares about video games on here? I feel like, I don't know, because...
In the amazing final, you're not hallucinating.
Is it real? We've had a development in Captain Blimp and Blimp News.
What's it called?
It's my game.
Got Matt, Captain Blimp's over now.
It's from a game.
We're still making Blimp Captain, okay.
Yeah. Write the script now. So E3 showed off new hardware and new games this year. So you had like, there's one I'm interested in called Mario Maker. Yeah. I've seen that where you can create your own levels in Super Mario, which is something I've dreamed of as a kid. I've got loads
in
of pads.
In the old Mario style.
Well, it's from the old one, 2, 3, Mario World, and the new Mario, so you can change any of it to look like any of them.
Alright.
So you can just create levels and upload them, and they did like a Nintendo World Championship, which is where people, like, it's like a competition, like a sports event where they play games, and they played some of the courses that people had made on it. It looks awesome. It looks really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. It looks a bit. Do you ever play Mario Paint on the SNES? It's that same sort of like layer, yeah. Like you can drag things and it looks dope.
What's that game?
Mario Maker.
So you can that's like.
You create your own levels.
Like,
yeah.
Games like Minecraft.
Yeah, they might have got that idea from that, how popular it is to make things. Yeah. That's what I love about Minecraft is when people make adventure maps on it, which is where they build like a land or a world or whatever, and it has a story written into it, and you can play someone else's adventure. I find that really artistic. It's like anything. It's like,
it is fun.
You know, when you play like any video game, it's like interactive art, while Minecraft maps is almost like more personal. It's like looking at someone's sketchbook to me. It's someone made it in the room. It's cool.
It's their personalities put into it. I remember Matt Stone's having the first Duke Nukem game on his PC, and you could build levels on that. Build your own maps, you know. It was quite basic.
Yeah.
You know, he chose where the walls went and doors and stuff on like a map thing. And then you could go into it and play it and see what you'd do. And you could put stuff on the walls and place enemies and weapons and stuff like that. But it was cool to build your own level.
Can you build your own park in Tony Hawk's and one of them as well? Like three or four.
Sorry, yes.
So I'm trying to think, like, Nintendo didn't actually have much this year. There was a bit of the weirdest thing was their entire presentation was done in puppets. Muppets, actually, by the Jim Henson, like Reggie Fils Aime, what's his name, Satoru Iwata. They were all as puppets in the entire presentation, which is weird. But the new Zelda game's coming out soon. For some reason, they didn't show it. They were like, "Oh, we don't want it," because they delayed it. It was supposed to come out at Christmas. It's coming out, I think, March next year, maybe later on. And they didn't show it.
Didn't do anything on it.
No, which is weird because like a lot of games that were shown, like The Last Guardian for the PS4, isn't going to be out for ages. So it's like that's what you know.
Yeah, they might as well wet people's dicks.
Yeah. It was really shitty that they didn't do it. Because they were like, oh, we don't want to tease people, but that's why I wanted to
release
it.
Some bits and bobs, haven't they, about the new Zelda?
They released a video, I think it's summertime.
Yeah. Seems odd, that.
Yeah, I didn't understand it. I think
because it's such a big game for them, isn't it, Zelda? It's like one of their major franchises, isn't it?
Well, they had Star Fox as well. Like the return of Star Fox. Maybe they didn't want to
bury that.
Yeah, with Zelda, yeah. Which is my theory, because they're not doing that well in 10 at the moment.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's loads of fanboys that are like, oh, they're still making money, blah, 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 but let's be honest.
It's a different gamer, though, isn't it, Nintendo?
Yeah. I mean, I love Nintendo, I get it, I always get it. But it's always this, like, there'll be the odd game. I get the odd other game, but it's mainly Mario and Zelda.
I think true gamers are into Nintendo, casual gamers will have Xboxes and things like that, because they can just go on. Not massively invested into games.
There's this whole weird thing as well where like there's this like machismo where people don't want to play Nintendo because it's a bit kiddy or it's a bit
Well, I think it's because graphically, the next gen consoles have gone huge, whereas Nintendo
purely done a violent game
on the games, don't they?
Yeah.
Fun games, you know.
The first game they released on the Wii U was Zombie U, which was a weird first-person zombie survival game. It's quite cool, actually. Like, when you die in the game, you start back at the beginning as a different person, and when you go back to the place where you died, your corpse is there now as a zombie. So you have to kill it to get all your items back.
Okay.
So they do violent stuff, but I think the
they'll
reason...
They'll never do a Call of Duty or anything like that, will they?
I think they've had one, haven't they? But the reason they don't do them is because third parties don't want to do it because the system's not powerful. Well, I don't think
there's no point. They can't compete in that gaming world.
Yeah.
I think
it'd be a waste.
Like
of time,
it's a different kind of game than it goes to.
They are releasing a new console, apparently. Well, they say it's a console. We don't know yet. It's called the NX.
Right.
And there's a theory that it's like a console that you can, I think, pick up and play it as well. You know, like they have the handheld and the Wii U. I think there's a theory that it's actually like a handheld console that can be used.
TV,
yeah.
Right.
But I don't know, it's weird. It was a really weird conference, they didn't reveal much, they didn't say much, and they were made out of felt.
Very odd.
Yeah.
And the other thing that struck me odd with the Nintendo conference at E3 was the amount of just super Japanese games. Because there were one on that was, it made absolute no sense whatsoever.
Mm.
The entire trailer was in Japanese with Japanese subtitles, and it was a proper Japanese. You know, I mean, but we're all very aware of certain games you can get that come out and we're playing because they're entertaining because we don't have a chuffing clue what we're on and what's up.
Yeah,
it's one of those. It was all, obviously, it's LA, E3, and it was all in Japanese, and it's just like. What? Was it the Nintendo one where the guy with the... No, that was Sony, wasn't it? The guy with the hood on. The bobblehead. You didn't watch Sony.
I didn't watch any of them. I watched people on YouTube talk about them after they happened.
Ah.
Sort of like a summation of it.
Yeah.
I couldn't be bothered watching it.
Because
they talk shit for fucking hours.
Yeah. I mean, the Microsoft one, again, it ran for about 2 hours, but, I mean, the highlights were... backwards compatibility, Gears of War Masters coming, there's a new Gears of War game coming. Just trying to think what else. Oh, the Microsoft VR
headset yeah.
With the Minecraft, which I showed you the video of before, where basically if anyone's not seen it, have a look because it's very impressive. It was just a good lineup of stuff.
Yeah.
Coming from Microsoft, you know, they kind of
pushing the boundaries again.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that come up was there's a bringing out a new control pad where you can change the D stick, the sticks in it, and one thing and another for different types, and the amount of crap that went online then about why are they doing this? I'm not paying this. Don't pay it then.
Yeah.
They're not forcing it down your
if
throat.
If you like
sort of
the control pad you've got, it's fine.
Yeah,
I really like the Xbox One control.
It is the nicest control pad. I mean, when the 360 came out, I used to think the DualShock 2. I'll be honest with you, I still think that's a better control pad than the third one. You know, the PS3 because the triggers are wrong. But that was a really good design. And then the 360 came along with the proper slim down.
Yeah,
slightly off analogs. Mm. I think that just kind of works better for me than the PS2 one. But no, look, I mean, I watched the Xbox One. Very exciting things coming if you're an Xbox One player. No, only one. Honest, it was. If you know what I mean, if you're that side of things, it's. It seemed like quite a disappointing thing because there were no major.
What?
put some reverb on that. What?
What? Final Fantasy VII got announced. I don't know. It's not a.
Yeah, which fan?
It's not an exclusive, I know, but it looked good.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
You played Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah. Is that one with
Cloud?
Cloud, yeah. What was on before? Squall, was he gone?
Squall was 8, yeah.
Oh, after.
That what? Oh, when we do remake that. I'm excited about that. I mean, I've been wanting that for years. But it's cool. It's cool they're actually doing it. Square must have finally just buckled. Because there's been so many fan petitions and years of like people whinging on about it. Well, wish it happened. I never thought it would happen at all. Like, when they announced it, I was like, wow, it's cool.
They do it a lot now, though, don't they? They did the Resident Evil games, they did like the HD version of them.
This is like a complete. It's not even like a HD resolution. It's like.
Yeah, it's completely new. Yeah. Well, the Resident Evil ones were, weren't they? They were. The one on the GameCube, the Resident Evil thing, it was the same game, but it was completely new graphics.
Mm.
Yeah, why not?
They re released that again, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah. HD version.
Right.
So the Resident Evil 1's been released fucking god knows how many times.
They've got
six.
Shit, aren't they, Resident Evil?
Oh, they're awful, last one. Shit.
Five,
yeah.
I think. I'm getting to six.
Four
was great.
Four was brilliant, yeah.
When they introduced that style of game, it worked really well.
I enjoy five. It does take a while to. After yeah. playing four, you've got to get used to. The whole thing that happened with five, where you just get completely swamped.
Yeah, I don't know why. It just felt like more of a kind of
Shiva. That's why she's fucking shit.
Shooty.
Oh yeah, she was annoying.
Worst AI I've ever seen. AI.
Res 4 still had a lot of that kind of run around, just trying to collect bits and bobs.
It's been the high point of the series.
But 5 seems to be a lot more action.
6
based.
Is shit, man. 6 is like a Michael Bay movie with zombies. Miss. Plus it's like, I think you don't play it all in order, you get to choose 3 or 4 characters to play their story instead of having it just one, like,
oh.
Seems stupid. They're not really,
no, you need to go back to the kind of,
I like
scariness
the,
of Resident Evil.
I think they should go straight back to the fixed cameras, like pre-rendered backgrounds.
The first game
that
I had, when I bought a PlayStation 1, I was on the other street and got on
Alderton.
And it was the first I got Resident Evil from Cabbage, and it was the first game I got.
Yes.
And it was terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Loved it.
You loved it.
The first time the dogs jumped through the window. You know something's fucking gonna happen.
It was that, like, you know, you do that cutscene where it'd open the door, and then you go into a room, you had no idea what was going on, because you couldn't really see everything in the room because of the fixed camera.
Mm.
And you just hear that kind of shuffling noise. And you're like, where's this guy now?
Yeah.
And you turned really slow as well, didn't you?
On the second one, you know, the door animation when it opens, there's one door, if you open it, zombies come through in that cutscene.
Alright.
Didn't expect that.
No.
There's a bit where you're walking down the corridor and their arms come through the wall and grab your shoulders.
Yeah, I remember that as well. Good?
Yeah. Good scares.
Bad voice acting.
First one.
No,
Barry!
Second one?
Yeah. When you go in that shop at the beginning.
Oh, the guy with the guy with the shotgun probably gets numbed. Guy in the gun shop gets fucking eaten.
Spoiler.
You've not played the 1999. Is it 99? 2000?
I don't know.
Anyway. It's not like Steve with film.
Oh, I'm just stupid.
Name a film. I'll tell you.
GoldenEye.
95.
When's Will?
91. Oh,
92. I've run out of films.
They're the only films you've seen.
Yeah.
Return of the Jedi.
83.
Is it?
No, no.
86.
86, no. Empire was 83.
Yeah.
Oh, slipping.
Anyway.
Makes me question it.
Anyway, yes. But yeah, it's one of those. Back to E3. The PS4 stuff didn't overly thrill me. Yeah, like you said, Final Fantasy, it's there.
Shenmue.
I'm not mad excited. Oh, yeah, the big announcement, the Shenmue 3 is coming through Kickstarter. which is just, it was a bizarre thing to
do. How much did the second one cost? I heard it was like 4 million.
I haven't got a clue, to be honest with you.
What's that?
Gemma, it was a, how would you put it?
Dreamcast.
I don't know what
wrong. It's like an action RPG.
Yeah. Just very deep,
like
immersive.
Detective.
No, just like a normal chat.
Was it third person?
Town. Yes.
Did you have it on the Dreamcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you playing that.
And the second one came out, and it was supposed to be originally a trilogy, and they kind of, Dreamcast went one thing or another, and they couldn't be asked.
So who's making the third one? Is it Sega who made the others? Or?
Same. Well, Falcon made the others, he's making the third one, but it's being funded through Kickstarter.
Never played them.
And what console will that come out of?
PS4.
Right, only.
No.
Is it exclusive?
Don't Nintendo own Sega though?
No, Sega are just the third party.
Right. So they still exist, they just don't make consoles anymore.
Yeah. Because they do also, they do like phone apps and
right.
All sorts of shit, Sega. It's sad that Sega don't make consoles anymore.
You thought they'd have kept up with the race, but they kind of fall by the way.
Thing is, though, can you imagine if Sega brought out a console? No one would care, would they? No one would be interested. Because they've not been around for so long, it's just like.
Yeah, kids nowadays are going.
Nintendo are struggling to keep up with what the Xbox and PS4 are doing. Like, and everyone would just be like, what the fuck's that?
Now with 64 bit graphics.
Unless they just released Mega Drives and they were like £20, they'd sell fucking millions.
Yeah, yeah.
They re-released one a few years ago, didn't they? It's like a mini one with games already built in.
You just hooked up to your TV.
Yeah.
I'd buy that.
Did you see the Rare collection? I know.
Yeah.
Coming out on the Xbox One.
I was a bit niffed about that.
Yeah. Like £20, and you get like all the. You know, Perfect Dark, Banjo Kazooie and stuff, don't you? You get all the
all the games that Nintendo had. I know.
But just on Xbox?
Yeah, because Rare's now owned by Microsoft. Nintendo sold it off.
Okay.
Because they can't make games anymore, because all the original staff have fucked off to Playtonic. Rare are just making shit games, so the only thing they can do is like, Rare, we've got the IPs, let's just re-release them.
What games did they make?
Donkey Kong, well, Rare.
Yeah.
Kong's owned by Nintendo, though, so they can't use that because the character's on Nintendo. So, yeah. GoldenEye, Banjo Kazooie, Perfect Dark.
So, GoldenEye's on this, is
it? GoldenEye's not on this. Because they re released it on the Wii, didn't they, with Daniel Craig's line.
Yeah.
Alright.
Well, to be fair, you'd have thought Rare had been able to.
Was that souped up, or was it?
Oh, yeah, it was souped up to Wii. Standards.
It's
completely
different.
It wasn't right.
No, it was. I bought it. I was like so excited to play it. It was shit. I thought it was gonna be the exact same thing, just souped up.
Right.
Wasn't.
No.
They fucked around with it, which you know.
I've not played GoldenEye. I loved it. I've not played it so many years that would it not just be shit now in comparison to the first person shooters that are around now?
Yeah.
Because it had moved very slowly.
Oh, yeah, it was very jerkily and everything. But
at the time, it was super fast, wasn't it? But
yeah.
Well, at the time, I mean, it sort of paved the way for things like Call of Duty, didn't it? Because it was like a realistic first person kind of, you know, your movement felt real and you could do things like.
It just felt really
The problem
I have
is now, thinking back, is it had a very spongy aiming mechanic. Because you had a very big.
Yeah.
Huge goal in the middle sort of thing, and you kind of,
it was very wavy.
Yeah and I probably have problems with that because
it was the N64 trigger, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was quite, it was really springy that.
Yeah.
After a few years it went
like pushing it down with all your might and nothing's happened.
The multiplayer was good that.
Multiplayer played that together.
Well, I remember
all the cheats.
Guys.
Yeah. Playing it.
Just cheats.
In his bedroom with
the
him and his
that
brothers on his little fucking portal telly that were about that big. Your in the top corner of the room.
Your screen was like the size, your thing was about the size of a playing card.
Well, what used to make me laugh about GoldenEye is when characters crouched and you watched them, they would literally be crouched but just kind of sliding along the floor.
Yeah.
It was
that's South Park characters.
Yeah. Just moving.
Always played as odd job because with him being lower, everyone's expecting you to be tall.
Yeah, you could just
fucking little bastard to it.
Racist.
And trying to do the run throughs. I remember on GoldenEye to unlock. Instead of having to pay and download stuff as you do now, you just have to beat times in the game so you unlocked extra stuff. And some of the run throughs for the medals and whatnot.
Well, I just found for GoldenEye, I played it for years, but mainly on the multiplayer. Never really progressed much in the game. Got bored of it. When I die too much in a game, I just give it up. You know, can't be arsed with it.
That's the way.
Shit this. So I just looked up a cheat for like invincibility and infinite weapons, and I just did the Terminator all the way through the game.
Fuck yes.
Just fucking. One of the best things was being on that. There was like a level on a train, weren't there?
Yes.
And I was on that train. There's like a million guys coming at him. They're all blasting the shit out of him. Just stood in the middle of this thing, just like gunning them as they come at me. Just like bullets just pinging off me. I was like, yes, this is playing. This is a video game now.
Were you here when he talked about when he went to that bar in Grand Theft Auto? Steve's night out.
Well, no. Saying like
on his night out, so I thought he enjoyed just getting on the coaches in fucking Red Dead Redemption and going for rides out in them.
Yeah,
that's
it's very similar.
Yeah, that's what I do. But in
it's darker than
in,
that.
In GTA 5, what I do on
that? I get pissed and go and beat a whore.
Well, I don't do that. But I get pissed. I basically when I get bored of it, I just go to the strip club and walk in. Go to the bar and have about 10 shots of that whiskey and then fucking stagger her out and then stagger into the to the lap dancing thing, get a lap dance for about 10 minutes.
have a
sat there watching it like
Jesus, man.
And then getting caught.
and then
I get caught like because you can grope them and stuff, can't you? But only when the bouncer's not looking at you. And then the bouncer fucking like
clocks it
and then he drags you out and then I just start a big fight with them all. And I'm still pissed, like, starting a fight with about 10 bouncers, get this shit kicked out of me, and then get thrown out of the bar when the sun's coming up.
Do we need to have an intervention?
No, I've not played GTA 5 for ages.
Steve's Friday night. It's me texting him, sorry, I'm busy tonight.
Yeah, I'm going out tonight.
Yeah.
Beep beep. Fucking run a few old ladies over in me Camaro and like, you know, pull up to the strip club, get in a fight, you know, see some tits.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Fucking hell.
It's the future.
So that's our review of E3. So it's fair enough, I think we should call it.
Oh, hang on.
Oh.
One last thing for E3, because me and John were talking about it. Star Wars Battlefront. Did you see the footage for that?
A bit of it, yeah. Looks pretty. Looks gorgeous.
It does.
Looks amazing. Did you watch that multiplayer bit?
No, I've not seen it, no.
Alright, oh, looks very, very fucking good. Have you seen that, where Luke turns up at the end?
Yeah. And then Vader does.
Yeah. Looks awesome.
Crawls out of the NATO.
It's just all the stuff that's going on. You got like TIE fighters flying over your head.
Do you know what it is?
Walkers.
What? Battlefront.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I wasn't kind
of. No, I don't think I've ever played it, but I know what it is.
It's the one thing that has made me want to buy a next gen console. He was trying to persuade me to get an Xbox One today. Because I was going to go PS4.
Do you want to go?
No, the reason being.
But that was only because I thought that it was only exclusive.
The reason I get an Xbox One is for that football game.
That football game.
iDab is the best.
Have you not
thing
played iDab?
Played.
You fucking love it.
It's
no.
brilliant.
What is it?
It's truly fantastic. It's like a 2D platforming football game. Imagine if you will.
Right.
Imagine like football and it's if it was stood up.
Yeah.
And there's like platforms to jump on and goals at either side.
Right.
That's it. So you play like little men who knock the ball up and down on these platforms.
That's cool.
But it's super fast paced, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really energetic. Like I get really tense playing it.
Yeah.
I think I pulled a
muscle. Your adrenaline just goes through the roof, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's fucking great. It really is great. It's like, there's all these brilliant Xbox One games, and we're playing them. Was it free or something? Download.
Yeah. They gave it away free.
Excellent.
And also, it's one of them games where Daz didn't tell you you could wiggle the sticks
for
the boost until about 15 minutes into it.
Hey, dirty wiggle.
Once he was 9-0 up. What are you doing?
I don't cheat, I win. But I was just, no, to be fair, they were battering me.
I like that,
terribly good at that game.
Brilliant.
The thing is, though, like, we were all sort of on a par. It's not that sort of game where you can. There's always like one guy that's better than everyone.
There's no skill set.
It's not a gamer's game, that is it? You don't have to be.
No, it's a really good part of
the
game.
Yeah, it's a kind of. Here's the controller, press that button.
Mm.
Done. Even if you'd never played
it. It was four players, wasn't it?
Yeah. Brilliant. Good fun. Because I always hate when we play.
Yeah, get an Xbox One.
COD and stuff, because I'm fucking useless.
Well, it's with him having his 360, he'd probably get cash off trading a 360 in against it.
Who, me?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, and with the emulator coming for the other things, you just download, you save your save games to the cloud, and then any of the free games that you've downloaded on your 360, you can re-download
them. What about
the
games you physically own?
Yeah, they're going to be readable in the disk drive.
Alright, so it just downloads it to you.
Are all of them going to be readable? So
there's going to be 100 at start of the most popular games, and then they're going to feed through.
But even so, you could just pre-own them all. I don't know, I just, that Battlefront, it looks genuinely exciting to me. Maybe because it's just Star Wars, but it just looks brilliant.
I'll put it this way, I'll be getting it.
Yeah. I will play it in my lifetime, it's fine.
Yeah. Before we go, did you play Shadows of the Empire on the N64?
Yeah,
Shadows of the Empire!
Brilliant game.
Dash Rengar.
There's loads of, we're talking
Dash,
about it as well, but they've not made a good Star Wars game for a long time now.
Yeah, you're right. I'm playing Return of the Empire Strikes Back on the SNES the other day.
That was good.
Fucking hard, that game. It's relentless. Just turned it off straight away.
I had Return of the Jedi on my Commodore 64 and the fucking speeder bike chase on that. Fucking impossible.
Made me want to go to a bar and slap a prostitute and start a fight. So, thanks for listening.
Good night.
To Lizard's Sleep. Hope you've enjoyed this episode.
I have.
Yeah. As long as we
have.
It's
been fun. We came up with an idea for a TV show with Bruce Campbell that may or may not be copied off something that Daz may or may not have imagined.
Turn this off, I see we start fucking scripting that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm going to start sending Bruce Campbell some tweets right away.
I think it'd be gay,
to be honest.
Oh, yeah,
Bruce, three words, blimp, captain.
Yeah. Oh, that picked up, sorry.
Right, see you next time.